This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover... How about we hit that button? All right. Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover things around the Umpqua Valley, middle of the school year, and Winston-Dillard Superintendent Kevin Wilson. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, overall, how is your school year going so far?
It's going good.
Kind of expand on that.
Well, we're back. We made it back from Christmas break. That's always nice. So, first week back and, getting back into the swing of things this week, which means the nearing of the end of semester one. So almost a halfway through the school year. So we're really transitioning into assessing. We've got our benchmarks done. We've got our instruction going. And, through in a complete cycle of athletics in the fall and moving into winter athletics. And so it's all happening. And we're excited to, get into the springtime where we'll start doing some more testing, state testing, district benchmarking, things of those nature, and really get into the flow of it.
So what's your current enrollment in the district right now?
1,300, right at 1,300. We fluctuated the last few months with a bit of, some mobility between 1,290 and about 1,310.
So is that similar to last year?
Yeah. Almost eerily the same each month going back 12 months ago.
So as you look around the district, are there any particular bright spots that you're seeing?
Yes. Yeah, we're really safety. We have some safety initiatives. We have we're implementing Raptor technology. So it's just a safety protocol system that we will have up and running here in the next couple months. Visitor management, so it's a screening process for visitors, volunteers that come into our buildings to try to keep our buildings safer. And then also in crisis prevention, and we're receiving the FOBs, where a staff member can report a crisis just by hitting the FOB. So it's a really good technological option for our staff in case of emergency.
Now, have you had to do much retrofitting or adjusting? I mean, you've got some newer buildings, but some older as well.
The onboarding has been intense, yeah, in regards to not just the software piece of it, but also having to bring in some new hardware. As you had mentioned, with the high school is newer, so access control doors. We've been working on some the middle school just received a new vestibule that also has access control doors. So we're trying to meld new technology with old buildings. So that's always a challenge, but a good challenge and a fun challenge, and we're getting it done.
And I know, a lot of schools in Southern Oregon seem to have, I think somebody called it kind of a California model that used to be you could just walk on campus and go about anywhere, because it was all open. You had multiple small buildings and a lot of little breezeways and all of that, which is great, but it kind of lessens the security situation.
We're not really set up for safety when a lot of these buildings that in Douglas County were built. True of the schools in Winston-Dillard as well. But, in terms of fencing and, training our staff to be ready to respond, you can only do what you have control over. And so we're always continuing to try to improve our physical facilities to support safety, but then also just giving our staff the tools that they need to respond as well.
Now, any new programs that are in place this year around the district?
Well, we're kind of in year two and three of some programs that we've initiated, some early literacy. Even if you look at the governor's budget, recommended budget coming, the legislative session will start here in a couple weeks. So I think early literacy, we still have a really strong commitment to early literacy and third grade reading proficiency. And so, at the elementary level, between that and math, obviously trying to improve math, always always looking post-COVID at attendance and engagement. And so those initiatives are still going strong. We've actually increased our attendance in from the perspective of chronic absenteeism, 10% from last school year, which was a great accomplishment for the district. But between teaching and learning and safety and attendance engagement, we're really just getting down in the weeds with kind of the initiatives that we got going.
So are there any lingering kind of pandemic issues with that whole area of attendance? Because it seemed like initially, first couple of years out of that, that was something that was kind of a struggle because a lot of people got used to not attending, not just in person, but just not even being plugged in general.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think that we can consider it an issue anymore. I think it's just the way it is. And I think that we're still trying to determine, what all the specific outcomes from COVID are in regards to public education and meaning that specifically, enrollment and where are the students and what options do the students have. So I think that we're still tackling that the fallout, if you will, from COVID and kind of where are we at now? And then what do we do to improve engagement and attendance and really options? We call it career and college readiness, at the high school level. And so we're spending a lot of time determining at the middle school level and the younger years what pathway we need to get these students on so they can feel good about the path they're on, whether it's going to college or going into the career field.
It seems like there's more emphasis on some of this early sort of creating a pathway and knowing where it is you want to head. How does that work, though, when young people, by their very nature, periodically change their minds?
Options. Giving them options, I think. I think the biggest part is that engagement between middle school and high school with your staff and the vertical alignment and making sure that your high school staff and your middle school staff are collaborating well and sharing student information and how to best support. Another thing that we knew about it for a long time, but it got kind of exasperated by COVID was the social emotional learning piece and really understanding what students need to have so they can access their own education and learn in public school environments. And so I think that we've been really trying to increase our collaboration between middle school and high school and then aligning, the CTE programs, career technical education, metals, woods, culinary, ag science, FFA, a lot of those interested groups in our community. So what are students and what industries are popular and necessary in your community? And then what programs do you have to fill those? And then how early can you get kids on pathways that they may be interested in?
What about facility improvements? Anything you're working on this year?
Yeah, I'd mentioned the vestibule finishing up at Winston Middle School. We received that COPS grant, so a large chunk of money from the federal government for safety improvements. So we've got a lot of fencing projects going on. And then we're always just facilities is really our facilities managers. Office is next door, and it seemingly I spend a lot of time and we spend a lot of time together along with our business manager about planning for and assessing and looking at ways that we can improve our physical buildings and environments.
Looking at that fencing, is there a challenge there on creating the right safe environment but not giving it this foreboding look?
Yes. Yep, that's definitely, we've actually, been doing some research and at the end of the day, it's really, you can't have the best of both worlds, so to speak. So you're always trying to strive to make your environment presentable and welcoming at the same time, blending that safety piece with it. And that's like kind of two colliding things that happen. So, what we found is that, the more welcoming and better looking environment fencing, the more you're going to pay for it.
All right. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 tomorrow. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District on Inside Douglas County. Kevin Wilson today, superintendent of the Winston-Dillard School District, covering a lot of different things related to running a school system. You need people. What about staffing? Have you seen much turnover? How's that going this year?
Staffing's going good. Yeah, it's we're rolling. Like I said, at this point of the year, we've you have a little bit of turnover as things happen, but overall, at this point of the year, you're able to identify your student count and then what programs you need to run those programs well, and then you start filling in the gaps. And so I think we're at a point where we're able to, one way or the other, determine what we need, or if there is loss, fill in the gap by having a plan. So at this point of the year, it's going good.
Now, all the research I've seen shows that less people are getting into the field of education through the traditional college route. Does that make you concerned for the future when you're trying to hire people?
Well, I think that we have to look at the non-traditional ways of getting people into the industry. And so, here in Douglas County, I think identifying the people who we have in our own community and kind of that grow your own mentality. And then really trying to be innovative in regards to finding services that can contribute to providing personnel, whether that's building relationships with community colleges and going to college fairs. So I don't know if I would say it's concerning. I guess maybe I could say that objectively, but because I'm in the game and I have to, regardless of the way it is, we have to make it work. We're thinking about new creative ways to grow our own and really create environments. It's almost like attendance as well. What we know about attendance, if you have high engagement and you're able to build good relationships with other humans, then hopefully that'll work out.
And is the challenge even bigger because you're in a rural area?
I think so a little bit. I can't speak for metro areas being in Douglas County, but seemingly it becomes a math game. Less people people going into that arena, like you said. So we really have to focus on being creative in building those relationships. And then once you do identify someone who maybe has the skills about, it's almost like similar to that pathway we spoke about with middle school students. They might have the skills and they don't even know about it. So, building those relationships and continuing to facilitate and those relationships to hopefully, make that an option for staff.
So talk about any partnerships you've got with Umpqua Community College or maybe other college or related institutions.
Yeah, through the ESD and a lot of the staff that are still continuing education as they're still working, locally there's George Fox and Pacific University, and there's a lot of still University of Oregon teacher preparation programs. UCC specifically for our students, we have the dual enrollment and the dual credit options there. We're always trying to expand those as well. And I've met with Rachel and the president out at UCC, and I think that she's really, really energetic and really has a really good understanding of what our community needs and how to move forward. So I think that we're always continuing to try to find what we need now and how do we fill that hole.
And do you think that having these partnerships and especially dual credits and things like that also helps with the potential of keeping students here after they leave high school?
I do. I think that's well stated, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it alleviate a little bit of that stress. If we do find someone who is interested in something, the more dual credits that we can get, so that when they do leave high school and go into that that career pathway, it's not so burdensome for them to get to the finish line and get back into the workforce.
And does that also help the high school in terms of, like, for instance, you have students that are out at the college on Fridays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they can do things out there, does that kind of take a little bit of the burden off of your district in terms of having to fund something or have equipment or things like that?
I haven't really thought of it that way. I think of it more as an opportunity for that student to experience something that they're not used to there. But, you know, probably yes, that probably would. But I don't think that we have the number yet or that we look at it as if it's a cost-saving benefit. But it's definitely, I think, the impact of that student getting out there and getting those solid experiences and then being able to come back and share those with their peers and hopefully you know, if they can see it and feel it and it's fun, then they'll want to do it.
Now, what about future plans for the district? This is year two for you as superintendent, right?
This is year one. So this is 6 months now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So future plans, you know, I think that career, that what we've been speaking about, high school success, you know, working to drive up that graduation rate. We're really looking at ninth grade on track and then our four-year and five-year cohort rates. So for graduation rates, we have the Dillard Alternative School. You know, we're almost taking that same model in our heads about how can we connect our students that maybe are not ready for college? How can we connect them to also a career or something they're interested in? And so we're working closely with our Dillard Alternative School to build programs. I think at the secondary level, that's the biggest thing, you know, and then creating that connection with the middle school. Elementary, we want to improve attendance. We want to improve our early literacy. And then, you know, we want to improve our systems for developing those students from a social emotional standpoint. So as they progress through their educational careers and get into that middle school, high school, they have the tools necessary to access that education.
Talk about that ninth grade on track business more, because it seems like if you start falling behind, at some point you kind of give up hope.
The data suggests that it's a very strong correlation between that students that come into ninth grade and spend a year at the high school in ninth grade, and then if they fall behind or not what we call on track, then it is a challenge, because we know that you know, the content becomes more challenging, and then if you're almost feels like you're one step behind. So how do we prepare them as middle school kids coming into ninth grade and really being ready to learn? And I think that's important. And it's really a lot of those soft skills, like we talked about, you know, being on time and being organized and learning those things that they need to become good students, or students that can, I shouldn't say good students. That's, I really should say students that are able to learn.
Talk about anything your board is working on right now.
Our board, we had school board appreciation last night, and this is school board appreciation month. So I do want to give a little shout out and pub to our school board members across in our community and across the state. But we're continuously having the conversations that you and I have been having, Kyle, specifically, you know, how do we increase attendance? And then how do we ensure that we have our kids with as many opportunities at the high school level to either get on one of those two paths, career and or college readiness.
Superintendent Kevin Wilson of the Winston-Dillard School District, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.